In fact, a wrong concept for centuries have been prevalent that lovers should like each other in every possible way. That is absurd. Lovers should make it clear that these are the things I don't like. Both should make it clear that these are the things I don't like. And these are the things I love. And there is no need every day to quarrel about it, because that quarrel is not going to change anything. They have to learn to accept that which they don't like. A kind of coexistence, a tolerance. This is for the lovers who are not awake. A conscious love is a totally different thing. It has nothing to do with love. As such, it has something to do with meditation, which makes you conscious. And as you become more and more conscious, you become aware of many things. One, that it is not the object of love that is important. It is your loving quality, your lovingness that is important. Because you are so full of love, you would like to share it. And the sharing has to be unconditional. You cannot say that I will not share if your nose is Jewish. What sharing has to do with nose? Conscious love changes the whole situation. Unconscious love is centered on the object of love. And conscious love is centered in oneself. It is your lovingness. Unconscious love is always addressed to one person. Hence, there is always jealousy. Because the other person also knows that unconscious love is always centered on one person. It cannot be shared. If you start loving somebody else, that means you have stopped loving the first person. That's the jealousy, the continuous fear that your lover may start loving somebody else. As if love is a quantity conscious love is a quality, not quantity. It is more like friendliness, deeper, higher, with more fragrance, but similar to friendliness. You can be friendly to many people. There is no question of jealousy. It does not matter that you are friendly to 5 persons, or 10 persons, or 10,000 persons. Nobody will feel deprived because you love so many people. His share is going to be less and less. On the contrary, the more people you are able to love, your quality of love becomes mountainous. So whomever you love gets more love if your love is shared by many people. It dies if it is narrowed. It becomes more livelier if it is spread on a vast area. Bigger the area, the deeper are its roots. Consciousness gives everything a transformation. Your love is no more addressed to anybody in particular. It does not mean that you stop loving. It simply means you become love. You are love. Your very being is love. Your breathing is love. Your heart beats are love. Awake, you are love. Asleep, you are love. And the same about everything else. Your understanding, your intelligence, everything goes through the same change. You become the center of the whole existence, the center of the cyclone. And everything radiates from you, and reaches to anybody who is able to receive it. It is not a question of loving someone for certain reasons. It is simply love out of abundance. You have so much that you have to share it. You have to radiate it. And whoever receives it, you are grateful to the person. Conscious love makes you a doer, a being. A soul, unconscious love, you are just an emptiness, dark and dismal, hungry and thirsty, unconscious love, you are a beggar. You are begging for love because love is nourishment. And this is hilarious. You are begging for love. The other person whom you are in love also is begging for love. Two beggars holding their begging bowls before each other. Both begging bowls are empty. Conscious love makes you an emperor. You don't beg. You simply give. And you give because you now see that the more you give, more you have. So whoever accepts your love, you are grateful to the person. The whole earth can become full of love, an ocean of love, but only with conscious people. With unconscious people, it is just a place, disgusting, nauseating, everybody pretending to be loving and nobody is loving. Everybody is trying to exploit the other, and the same the other is doing to him. And because both are empty, sooner or later they are going to start quarreling, that you deceived me, that you cheated me, that you betrayed me, that you are not the woman you pretended, that you are not the man you were showing yourself to be. But with beggars, this is going to be a problem. I have heard about a beggar who used to sit by the side of a bridge who one day he asked that give something to a blind helpless old man, so they gave him 1 rupee. He looked at the rupee and he said, this is not real, this is false. They said, you are blind. He said, I am not blind. The man who sits here usually is blind, Today he has gone to see a film. He is my friend. I am just sitting in his place. But everybody in this whole world, in unconsciousness, is a beggar. Trying in every possible way to snatch some love, some attention, some sympathy. Because love is a necessary nourishment. Without love, you cannot live. Just as food is necessary for the body, love is necessary for the soul. And everybody is suffering without love, because without love your souls are dying. But what we are doing is not right. The right way is to bring consciousness to yourself, and from consciousness there will be many revolutions in many dimensions. Love will be one of the most important dimensions. And you will find the golden key of how to get love from the whole existence. The secret is, whatever you have, give it, share it. Once the universe knows that you have become a sharer, then all the sources of the universe become